Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
This segment is not for young kids.
Gotta fight a fight.
Stud muffin through sex. Are you possibly just medicating some pain from some really bad stuff that somebody has done to you in your past? Some kind of real personal trauma? So today, has that evolved into your being oversexed or maybe even a full-blown sex addict? And why should you even care, right? I mean, anything wrong with undressing a hot babe with your mind even though you're married? Does this impact your relationship seriously with your wife or wife-to-be? If you've been feeling restless and uptight and kind of hollow inside, maybe angry, is it just possible this has any connection with that personal trauma that's occurred somewhere in your past, maybe when you were a young boy, and it's connected with your sex life today? You know what I mean? These kinds of questions are why I have sex therapist Dr. Doug Weiss of Denver, Colorado with me on the phone. Dr. Weiss is a recovered sex addict himself. He counsels men one-on-one, and he speaks regularly to men's conferences across the country. Dr. Weiss, I want to welcome you to the program.
Well, it's good to be here, Gary. I'm excited.
Now, you yourself are a licensed counselor, and you counsel a lot of men in the area of sexual issues. So you're a sexual therapist, and in your book, The Final Freedom, you talk about that you yourself were a sexual addict. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been in recovery now for over 14 years, Gary.
Okay. What is the difference, Dr. Weiss, between a sexual addiction and some guy just, you know, kind of checking out the hot babes at a restaurant or on the tube as he surfs through the tube? You know, when do you go from a dabbler to a sexual addiction?
Well, I mean, most men can appreciate that women are beautiful. They're all beautiful. But it's when we make them objects and we're just looking at certain parts of them on a regular basis, that can become a problem, especially if you're with your wife, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But someone who's a sexual addict is compulsive in not only that behavior, but and sexualizes most women and will continue to have a self-sex behavior, have a behavior with pornography, have a behavior with sex outside his committed relationship or marriage or with men or something. And this person who's addicted has tried to stop. And their life, it's like they live a double life.
Dr. Weiss, in identifying a sexual addiction, and once somebody has said, you know, I really believe that, you know, this may be part of my life because I'm into porn. I know that I'm kind of preoccupied with sexual thoughts and sexual behavior that I really don't want anybody to know. As you had mentioned in an earlier comment, it may be somebody who's in church. And, of course, that is the great secret. If somebody has a sexual addiction, they're going to really keep that quiet because most churches really don't know how to deal with that. And you had mentioned, though, that the addiction is a false intimacy, you know, losing a best friend.
Well, it is. It's a primary relationship. You know, I had a guy in my office just recently, you know, he's having sex with himself almost every day, and he's having sex with his wife once or twice a month. And the primary marriage, if you will, was really the addiction. The primary lover was his addiction. It wasn't his wife. And when he saw those numbers and he realized that, it made him realize that, wow, this really is a serious relationship. This is who I turn to. And he was able to see that, like the alcoholic who develops a relationship with the bottle, the addict develops a relationship with this fantasy world, and they really become dependent on it. So part of the recovery is ending the relationship, divorcing the psychological relationship with the addiction.
What would you say to a listener right now who is saying, man, that would be losing a best friend. I don't know if I could handle that. You know, how would you encourage that person?
That's like losing a really bad ex-wife. You know, get rid of her and get on with your life. You know, my addiction did nothing to me at all that helped me. It kept me financially low. I mean, I was making only several bucks an hour. Now, gosh, my accountant is amazed at how much money we make. And I'm working, you know, a lot less. And so your productivity is lower. Your sex is worse. I mean, everything is better on the other side. It's like I've been trapped by the addiction for years of my life, and I've been free for over 14 years. This is the best sex, the best relationship, spirituality, money, You name it, it is on this side of the fence.
We're talking with Dr. Doug Weiss of Denver, Colorado, a national lecturer and author on sexual addiction, a licensed counselor, and a recovered sex addict himself, recovered for 14 years.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
In your book, Dr. Weiss, on the final freedom, I love this expression that you have in there, the gold medal in sex. Tell me what you're talking about there.
Well, gold medal sex is basically spirit, soul, and body sex. But sex addicts can't have that because they're not connected spiritually and they're often not emotionally mature. And so when they go to sex, they're kind of trying to scratch a three-dimensional itch one-dimensionally, and so they keep thinking that if they just keep getting more or different, that it's going to actually satiate them. Most sex addicts never feel satiated during sex. They feel like they got a release, but they don't feel like they're satiated.
Now, what do you mean by that term?
Well, I hope you know what I mean. I mean, just like you're just blown out, you're fine. You don't need sex the next day because you're really happy with what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You really connected. And so...
it's like a whole new level of intimacy.
Like the difference between driving a beat-up Volkswagen and driving a Lamborghini. Totally different experiences. You know, they're both cars, and it's both driving, but they're totally two different experiences.
Dr. Weiss, you've really given us some insightful information here, and I want to thank you for that.
Thanks, Gary, for opening up your microphone for this, and I'd encourage anyone, take the next step. If you got an issue, go ahead and take the next step.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
My guest has been Dr. Doug Weiss, author of the book The Final Freedom. Dr. Weiss is a sex therapist in Denver, Colorado. He's also a national lecturer. His website is sexaddict.com. Dr. Weiss has been talking about going from purely object sex to the gold medal in sex. That's soul, spirit, and physical sex. I'm Gary. Get a plan, horny toad.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Bored with life and stressed, but worried about God stealing what fun you do have? Well, you've got it backwards. There's no adventure like understanding more clearly God's game plan for you. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.